of Treasure Coast Business and our very good friend, Mr. Gregory Inns. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Greg. Great to be here.
So we did indeed. We kind of partnered up on this first. We knew where the talent was, and it was all at Indian River Magazine. Greg and his team at Indian River Magazine do an incredible job of producing multiple publications across the Treasure Coast. And the SBDC at IRSC saw a little bit of a need to potentially put a little emphasis on business news, as we try to do here on Small Biz Florida, the radio show. And Greg and his team agreed and saw the need, and the Treasure Coast business publication was born, right?
Yeah, born right here on the Treasure Coast with the help of the SBDC.
That's right.
So did Alan Osteen, is he still running the mimeograph machine in the background?
Yeah, so we occasionally let him make a few copies for us, and we still let him hold the checkbook.
Yes.
That's right. See, that's what's important.
That's right. That's good. There's a need for that, too. You know, again, I've had Alan on the show a couple of times, and Alan is, of course, one of the recipients of the Entrepreneur of the Year Award at Indian River State College, and I've always Alan's been a great mentor of ours and mentor of mine, and he's done some great things in business and done some great things with a legacy business here, East Coast Lumber, and so
great
always,
supporter of our Christmas kids.
Great supporter of a lot going on the Treasure Coast. So Alan is one of those folks that that certainly we consider a business leader. So between Alan and Greg, you guys really have been very innovative and entrepreneurial, and start us off with a little bit of history on Indian River Magazine, because it's got a great history. I mean, started really with an idea, one publication, and gone well beyond that. Start us with a little bit of your history, too, your background in journalism and publications.
Well, yeah, I grew up here on the Treasure Coast. I was a newspaper brat. My father was the editor of the News Tribune. And so I got interested in journalism at a young age. And then I was in the newspaper business for about 25 years as a reporter and editor in various positions, a business editor, managing editor. Worked for the New York Times Company for about 15 years. And I started a magazine while working with them at one of their regional newspapers. And it was actually in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And we got such great response to it that I said, well, geez, I'd really like this kind of publishing. Maybe I could come back and do this on the Treasure Coast. There's no real regional magazine that covers the Treasure Coast. So I came back 15 years ago, pitched a business plan to my childhood friend, all of our good friend Alan, and the economy was going great. It was back in 2006. And of course, he said yes. And then we started up the Indian River
Time
Magazine.
Means everything, Greg.
That's right. But we branched into, we started Fort Pierce Magazine. We do the Sunrise Theater Playbill. We do the Port St. Lucie Magazine four times a year. We do the St. Lucie Travel Guide. And now we are doing the Treasure Coast Business Magazine. We had our first issue in June, and our next issue comes out next month in September. It's a quarterly.
This layout, though, is big city. I mean, you would swear this was in L.A. or Chicago or something.
We've gotten really good response to it. In fact, I forwarded you the email today from a realtor in Stewart who just said, geez, we needed this. And the whole idea behind this was, being a former newspaper editor or business editor, is that business news in local newspapers has just been declining. The local coverage, newspapers can't afford to have the reporters that they once did. And so I'll give you an example. When I was business editor in Sarasota, we had 14 people on my staff.
Wow.
Really?
Today there would be one person covering business.
Well, and I think that it's not Scripps anymore, but it's USA Today. which is now in the public publishing building in St. Lucie West, there are only 12 people there left.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and we had this conversation when we talked about this idea and we actually launched it, that there's been a progression around the Treasure Coast. You know, years ago as a young person here, and we had a business, we had a couple of pages of the paper dedicated to business, and there was a business editor, like you're saying, Greg, and that kind of went away, and then we had the Treasure Coast Business Journal, I think it was called, that kind of went away, and then there were some other publications that were dedicated to business, and they just had kind of gone away. So there really was a need, and what amazes me is that when you look at this first edition that you've published, Greg, which is really, as Greg Wyatt says here, it really is Big City. I mean, it's high quality, it's beautiful, but beyond the way it looks and the quality of it, I mean, there's 65 pages of heavy duty business in this magazine.
Real news.
Yeah, I mean, there's real business news. I mean, again, what has been the reaction? I mean, are people kind of shocked that? You know, I had a couple of people say, I can't believe there's 65 pages. I mean, I guess they thought we were going
to... I keep on trying to tell them that you can only have even numbers of pages in a magazine. It's 64 pages.
Okay. Well, do you count the back cover? But you know, I've had a number of people tell me, Tom, we thought maybe, you'd get 20 or, 30 pages. But they were quite surprised at how much was going on. So, I mean, they're... You didn't have any problem filling your 64 pages.
No, and you were a big help. I think it's a great public-private partnership that we've started here. You've got your pulse on the business community. I certainly have an interest in business news, but you're able to help with a lot of your experts to provide the support and backup stories to help small businesses navigate these waters and to help explain what's going on in our local business environment.
Yeah, first edition, which of course I loved, was kind of dedicated to the rise of manufacturing. We've had some of the fastest growth in manufacturing jobs in the Treasure Coast region. So a great, full coverage story about manufacturing and what it means to the Treasure Coast. And really, the reporters and the writers that are working on the publication, these are very experienced writers.
I'm glad to say one of our lead writers, Greg may even remember him, is Bernie Woodall, who worked for Reuters for 21 years, and he actually is from the Treasure Coast, grew up in Fort Pierce, worked at the Tribune back in the day, and got his start here, and then went off to be one of the leading business writers for Reuters. He retired. He lives here in South Florida. And so as soon as I found out he retired, I gave him a call and said, will you write for it? We're launching this publication. Will you write for us? So he's written several of our lead stories. And I'm happy to say one of the, I'll reveal it. It's one that he has a lot of expertise on. We're doing a story in one of our upcoming editions on the many microbreweries
that have
cropped up on the
Treasure
Coast.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah, great idea. You're right. There are a bunch of those cropping up. Isla Morada, Sailfish, Walking Tree. Yeah, good idea. And again, you've got some other names that really kind of bring back some memories too, like Susan Burgess. I mean, she, you really have some great writers that came out and brought some great stories to the first edition.
Yeah, and I'll brag a little. We just got back from the Florida Magazine Association last month with some awards, and several of them were for overall best writing. This is our third year in the row that we've been cited for overall best writing, so we're really proud of that.
All right, I got to ask you, after seeing this, what about a statewide magazine?
Well, Tom and I have talked about that. There's certainly a great statewide magazine, which is Florida Trend, and that's a wonderful example of great business journalism, but to be able to do one that would focus just on small business, on Florida small business, would be a wonderful opportunity.
Greg, Greg's a good visionary. So he's got some big ideas, and again, he took his Indian River magazine publishing company from one publication now to, you know, half a dozen. So yes, there's some ideas out there, but anyway, it really incredible first edition, lots of robust coverage about business, housing, manufacturing, what's going on in research across the Treasure Coast. Great story on the new port development here in Fort Pierce. What I like too are there's sections in the magazine, all the county economic development organizations, they all have a page where they contributed and brought in some news about the counties. There's a best practices section where you went out and got experts to talk about best practices in commercial insurance, commercial property, banking. So again, I mean, for anybody who's engaged in business around the Treasure Coast, I mean, this is kind of a guidebook. I mean, it's really helpful.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun putting together, and we brainstormed on some things. If you had some of your experts from the SBDC write some columns, Scotty Wilson on procuring government contracts, and you just got a wealth of talent over there too that helps our readers.
Seeing that we're advertiser based, obviously here. What was the reaction when you started approaching businesses and saying, we're going to launch a brand new publication? Did they look at you like you had two heads, or were they really receptive? Yeah, obviously, looking at the large number of ads in there, they must have been pretty receptive.
No, I don't want you prospecting off of those ads either, Craig.
Well, I've already made about five calls. Oh.
Some we had got on board. Some people who are really supportive in the community got on board right away. For some other people, I think they were just waiting to see. And now that they see what we're doing, they're a little more eager to join us.
Right.
The economic development councils in the three counties were very supportive and helpful.
Good.
Many of the chambers were supportive and helpful, even though they have more directory type publications, but. They were really helpful with ours, so we got a broad base of support in terms of advertising.
Now you said future editions, so there's is this going to be like a quarterly magazine?
Yeah, it's four times a year, so we're gonna our next one will publish in late September, and then our one after that in January, and so we'll follow about a. We'll follow a four times a year schedule.
So, Greg, tell us to segue into it. How does someone get in touch with you? Get in touch with your folks at Indian River Magazine Publishing to get involved in this Treasure Coast business magazine?
You can certainly call our office at 772-466-3346, or you can email me at enns@indianrivermag.com. That's enns@indianrivermag.com. Or you can get me on my cell, and that is 772-940-9005.
Okay. And, of course, you can always contact us at Indian River State College, the Florida Small Business Development Center, 462-7631. And we will get you in touch with Greg and certainly connect you and make sure that you're part of this the next edition. So, again, Greg, really... I just can't say enough about the content and the really the quality of the writing, how the stories really. I mean, again, big story on Cleveland Clinic coming to town. So, how the stories are relative, current to what's going on across the Treasure Coast, and to look at this publication. If anybody came into town and looked at this publication, they'd think a lot going on across the Treasure Coast.
Yeah. And I want to break some news here. I always like to come to the station here with some breaking news about our organization, and that is that Indian River Magazine, Inc. is now covering Brevard County. We see all of the relationships and similarities of the Treasure Coast to the Space Coast, And so we're now positioned to cover Brevard County, especially in our Indian River magazine. You know, Indian River magazine, the Indian River itself goes all the way from Brevard County down to Martin County. So we'll be covering the 150-mile coastline of the Indian River.
Nice. Greg, listen, thank you so much for the partnership, and thank you so much for the quality and the team that you have put together, and thank you so much for an incredibly robust and quality business publication for the Treasure Coast marketplace. Thank you.
Great, and thank you for all you do for us, Tom. And Greg, thank you for all you do for the community.
You mentioned Brevard County, and that means that Alan's going to get a second Mimeo machine.
It's Treasure Coast Business Magazine. Make sure you get the first copy. It's out there right now on the streets, and get involved in the upcoming copy in the fall. With that, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Small Biz Florida.